This is the Eye on Digital Marketing podcast. Welcome back to the show. This is episode number 18, and I am joined today by a frequent guest of the podcast. Actually, Max, this is your third podcast. I didn't know if you knew that.
It is. Yes. Chuck, it is.
Max Braglia, our Director of Interactive Advertising here at More Visibility. Max, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you, Chuck?
I'm great as well, and we brought you in today to talk about a topic that many people know about, a search engine that's pretty popular. We're talking about Bing today. However, let's be honest when we talk about Bing, right? I feel like for a long stretch of the time, most advertisers have and probably currently have most of their money in the other popular search engine called Google.
Yep,
maybe you all have heard of that one. And Bing has kind of been on the back burner for some people. I think the perception of the search engine itself, I think, may be a little bit inaccurate, and people aren't investing what they should. So we're here to talk about the capabilities of Bing today, where it's going, what that shift looks like for 2019, and how that really impacts the fundamental shift across the board for your strategy. So, Max, at a high level, before we dive into specifics about Bing and what has changed, what is your take? Someone who is the Director of Interactive Advertising, working on campaigns every day with clients, what is, if someone asked you, walked by you today and said, Max, Google, Bing, give me your take on both, what would you say about Bing today?
Chuck, that's a great question. I would say Bing offers great opportunities to leverage and capitalize to searchers that are not in Google. Just think about this, that in the United States, across all industries, 66 million of searchers are conducted in Bing, and those searchers are not in Google.
66 million.
66 million.
That's a huge population.
That's a huge population. So 145 million unique searchers on the Bing network. This tells us that if you only do Google Ads, you're missing out on some valuable traffic that you can get from Bing.
And the old cliche, and I say old because I think it's changing. You'll tell me if I'm wrong. Bing is skewed towards an older demographic. Most of the traffic is because these people have bought a product where Bing is already installed and they don't switch to Google. That's been the MO for years, right? We kept hearing it and hearing it and hearing it. That's starting to change.
That's starting to change. Correct. According to recent data from Bing, it looks like that demographics in Bing are getting younger. So like we are seeing that nearly half of Bing users are under the age of 45. 50% female, 50% male, and what we're also seeing is that like half of Bing network audience graduated from college. So think of this like higher education, demographics and users and people are getting like of a younger age are going into Bing and conducting searches. So the perception of Bing needs to change.
Yeah, absolutely. 66 million people, that's a large bucket of people that you're not tapping into. Clearly, from what Max just described, if you think Bing is a search engine where only an older generation is on it, and they just are on it because they haven't switched over to Google, that's also inaccurate now. So really go back to your strategy and evaluate, right? If your ad spend is distributed, you know, pretty evenly, maybe you should look more, you know, into Bing, right?
Absolutely. And so not only the demographics are changing, Chuck, but also what we have really seen that has changed is the technology that powers the advertising in Bing ads. So it used to be lacking of features or advanced features, like, for example, you know that Google Ads has a super advanced feature that you can really be targeting and be very granular, like at the keyword level, at the audience level. And now Bing is catching up real fast. The technology is up to speed. And what we are seeing now is that we are really being able to do very advanced tactics and campaigns in Bing Ads as well. So not only the demographics, but also the technology has improved.
It's interesting, and this is a little off topic, but what you just said kind of struck me because it's a trend that you see not only with search engines, but across the industry where something comes to market or someone has been dominant for a long time and there's always, you know, a second player. Mm-hmm. And eventually you see that second player catch up or overtake it because that second player has had the time to step back and evaluate what number one is doing and replicate that, if not better. We saw it when Alexa for Amazon came out. I would say 80-90% of the people I talked to had an Amazon product, which is not bad. I bought a Google Home, but I was in a minority. That over the past year has certainly shifted now, where I talk to a lot of people and they're buying Google Homes. Why is that? The number two player has sat back. So now we have Bing elevating their game, right? So I set up my campaigns. I'm like, I hear you, Max. I hear you, more visibility. I'm going to put more money into Bing. The demographic seems to be there. And I'm going to do exact match. Sounds great, right?
That sounds great. And I know this is a loaded question. You're touching on matching for keywords, which is like a hot topic nowadays. So now, you know, the landscape, reality is the landscape of match types for keyword search has changed. And this is across the board, in Google Ads, in Bing Ads. And how it has changed, I like to say that it's the end of exact match. And what does it mean is that, like, both Google and Bing just recently announced that now when you implement exact match for your keywords, they're going to add variants to those keywords. So the exact match per se, as we used to know it, is gone. So what this is good news and bad news. So the good news is like artificial intelligence and the machine learning from the both Google Ads and Bing Ads are going to allow us to target the audience that really is conducting the search, even though they're not entering the exact keywords we're bidding on. But at the same time, there's a lot of work that needs to take place in the back end when you're managing campaigns in order for you to find those keywords that are relevant and those keywords that are not relevant and add the negative keywords. So still a lot of work involved, but I think it's good news. It's great opportunities as long as you put the right process into managing the campaigns.
This is absolutely huge. So all of the digital marketers listening to this podcast, listen up, because Max, what I want you to explain, you said exact match is gone forever. That's huge. We know how many people have to put together presentations and try and explain and storytell what's happening with their search campaigns. Exact match, when it comes to a match modifier, was always the easiest to explain to your executive team, to other people in your company. When you say exact match is now extinct, right? It's like a dinosaur. Yeah. Are you saying I cannot go in the engine and select exact match anymore? Or are you saying if I do select exact match, it's going to do something different than what it used to? Or is it gone forever?
No, well, you can select exact match.
So it's still there.
In fact, absolutely. So the functionality is still there.
Right.
You can apply exact match. In fact, it's one of the things that we do for our campaigns, mm-hmm. Chuck, but what happens now is that, like, the exact match used to mean only the keyword into the exact match, the keyword that I select to bid on, are going to be triggering an ad.
Sure.
If they're entered in that sequence and with the exact matching of the words that they are part of the keyword phrase.
Right.
Now, this has changed. So now, for example, both Google and Bing will start adding variants. So again, this is where you need to be very cautious, if you will, to understand what other variants are going to be added into the mix and go in and analyze those queries and make sure that you add the negative keyword where you don't want those keywords to show up, or maybe use those keywords that are driving conversions as a standalone keywords to put them in your campaigns.
Sure.
And then, like, so the way you can continuously optimize the performance of your campaigns.
So on my spectrum, right, on my scale of match modifiers, I had exact match, I had the broad match, I have the phrase match. With exact match making this fundamental shift, how does that affect the other match modifiers? Are you now tailoring those? Are you flipping some of those off if you have exact match on? How does that core? Because that has to change.
Absolutely. Right? That's why, like, as best practice, like, the way we like to think in terms of matching types for campaigns that we're launching is utilize exact match, and exact match is getting closer and closer to a phrase match of sort, and so he's going to.
But it's not phrase match.
But
it's getting closer.
He's getting closer. Right. And at the same time, we like also to layer in like broad match modifier to see the universe, the landscape of all the keywords that are possible to be triggered.
Because that still is your broad.
That's your absolutely. Absolutely. So when you utilize broad match modifier and exact match, I think that you're pretty much covering all the possibilities as a starting point, and then you have to do a lot of work going into the keywords and see the negative keywords and, yeah, and excluding those keywords that you don't want to be triggered.
When would I use phrase match then, in your opinion? Because it sounds like, and I'm just going off what you're describing, yeah, and what I've read in these new releases, it sounds like phrase match might be the one that we pushed out the door, because it seems not irrelevant, but
yeah,
almost.
Absolutely. Unless you have very specific reasons to do it, right. I would say that at this time, like, phrase match doesn't even make sense anymore. When you have broad match modifier,
yeah,
and you have exact match, you should be able to trigger everything in between the broader keyword searches and the exact match that actually into your account.
In your expert opinion, is this shift good, bad, or indifferent for the advertisers? Because in hearing this, it would sound like it's great for the search engine. If you cast a wider umbrella, I would imagine your ad's going to show more, going to lead to more clicks. They're going to make more money. It also gives you the opportunity to be in front of more people. Mm-hmm. But now that we know there is no real exact match, everything is going to be under some type of umbrella as broad or phrase, right? Yeah. Will that ever be reverted back? Because I could see a lot of advertisers saying, I only want people to click this. I don't care about any other phrase but this exact one. Do you think we're ever going to see that come back? And is this a good shift? And where's it going?
Yeah, I think it's a good shift. And let me tell you why. This is in line and really reflects what we are seeing as change in terms of the technology of the platforms, meaning Google Ads and Bing Ads embracing artificial intelligence and machine learning, because the fact that you can cast a wider net is a good thing when you also rely on the technology that powers the advertising, meaning the artificial intelligence and the machine learning, at the condition that you monitor and closing, keep monitoring those campaigns very closely and see those keywords and what keywords you don't want and what keywords you want to give more budget to,
right.
And so it's like an ongoing process. So artificial intelligence and machine learning have made the job of selecting the keywords probably a little easier, mm-hmm, but at the same time a little harder than to do the ongoing optimization, to fine-tuning the campaigns, because now you gotta really dig into the keywords and see, out of all the landscape of the keywords, what keywords really drive the best results and what keywords you don't want into your account.
And we were in New York City for an event a few weeks ago, and you were on stage speaking to the audience, and you mentioned, because we were talking about artificial intelligence at that time, you mentioned a very distinct point, which, you know, don't confuse machine learning and AI and technology stepping up. Don't confuse that with you or your team or your agency having to do less work. In fact, it's what you just said,
yep,
right,
yep,
is you now need more eyes on these things, because the human element now is so much more important, because in a weird way, the more trust you turn over to the search engine, the more that human element comes into play, because if you're not QAing and adding that human element, that still, even with the best AI out there, there's still things and user behaviors that AI is not going to know, that you are going to know about your audience or your client, right?
Absolutely. And that's why this is really an exciting time to be in this industry and doing like keyword search, because the time that used to be spent to create all those million variations of keywords now can be allocated in things that are more important to the bottom line and the conversions and the performance of the account and be more strategic, and it's all good news. So now you can really take the learnings from the machine learning and from the artificial intelligence of the platforms and leveraging that learning and then really working on more on strategy, which should be the way it is.
And in a little powwow we were having after that session in New York, someone made the comment of, hey, the trend that AI is going, we're not going to need digital agencies, right, in 4 to 5 years. And I was like, okay, I'll play along, right? Let's think about what that looks like. So take out all the digital agencies in the entire country, let's say. We'll use the U.S. for now. There's no options, right? Now everyone has to work directly with Google and Bing. If you think for a second, let's take Bing, because we're talking about Bing, right, that Bing wants to answer and house and be the leader of a strategy for every single client, you're out of your mind. Exactly. The agencies aren't going anywhere. In fact, I would say you need to build a stronger relationship because, yes, some things will be on autopilot, but that autopilot is AI gathering information and giving you trends, right? That autopilot is not setting up the campaign. It may help you pick keywords, but you still have to check them. You still have to watch the trends, the Absolutely. Search queries. There's Absolutely. So much that goes into it. Really, what this AI is doing and elevating is, hey, we can take a lot of data and we can spit out answers that you want to know from that data. It doesn't mean it's going to run your whole campaign successfully.
100%, Chuck. 100%. And that's why, again, as I said, in New York, and it's really important to for people managing accounts and campaigns like to get into shifting the way they see their daily work of management and optimization, mm-hmm. because it is going from being extremely granular and tactical to still be tactical in the platform, but at the same time, more strategic, more like the vision of how the keywords are working together to drive the bottom line and to help like clients or businesses to succeed. So it's really exciting. And again, like it requires like thinking in a different way and becoming more creative, and it's so exciting.
Yeah. Let's shift gears here, stay on the topic of Bing, and involve another platform that we use a lot here at More Visibility. We've had great success with. We've had other podcasts talking about this platform. That is LinkedIn. The targeting on LinkedIn is great for B2B. The CPC we know is a little bit higher, but yep. justified. And given the right campaign, you can have great success on LinkedIn. I know, Max, there's been some recent news. A new partnership, if you will, a new collaboration with Bing and LinkedIn. What's going on there?
Well, yes, Chuck, LinkedIn is a great opportunity for B2B. But what's really exciting now is the fact that Microsoft, who owns Bing Ads, also bought LinkedIn. And so now they are using the data and their platforms and their technology to really scale the ability for advertisers to target the users that are most likely to convert. And so, for example, what we are seeing in Bing is that that Bing accounts have the opportunity to be whitelisted into the Bing newest pilot. And that allows audience targeting based on LinkedIn professional profiles for search campaigns in Bing Ads. So think about this. This is really truly the ability to do account-based marketing mm-hmm. in search when people are in Bing, okay? Right. So it's really, and this is just the beginning. It's still a pilot. We have enrolled our clients into it. We are seeing good results from the initial campaign. But again, this is only is going to expand and increase in 2019. Again, LinkedIn and Bing are under the same ownership. Mm-hmm. They're leveraging the technology that's now in common. And so this is to say that when you are in Bing, you can leverage the audiences from LinkedIn to target users when they're searching. So imagine the ability of being able to target companies that you want to target, right? Yeah. Those people that are working for those companies when they're searching. And so you can be...
That's amazing.
That is amazing, because now you can be really somewhat like broad yeah. in terms of keywords, because the layer of the audience is going to dictate your messaging, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's all really powerful stuff that's coming out now, and I think it's a great opportunity.
Max, you mentioned account-based marketing for our listeners of the podcast. You joined me on another podcast previously that you can find on our website that explains all about account-based yeah. marketing, what it is, and how you can leverage that for your strategy. So if you're interested in that, please go check out that podcast. So what you're saying is all of the power, targeting, and technology, for the most part, is now available in Bing if you run search campaigns to target those users when they're searching. That is extremely powerful. I think my first question is, Max, someone listening to this who maybe hasn't tested out LinkedIn yet, mm-hmm. just LinkedIn for yeah. ads,
Is that necessary, or can you look at LinkedIn and say, I know my audience is here, I can still put money in Bing, or should you do a LinkedIn test, or does it matter?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say that I would start by doing a LinkedIn test to see that the audiences in LinkedIn that you want to target are responding. Okay, and if you see that they're responding, now you know that you also have the ability to target those audiences while they're searching. So I would definitely start with the channel itself, with LinkedIn, and fine-tuning that audience, and then get them engaged with your ads. At the same time, if you see that, again, that they're responding the way you want, then I would also consider like expanding that reach when they're searching, if they're searching on Bing.
And when you're in LinkedIn and you set up your campaign, whether it be lead generation, sponsored content, et cetera, at that time, you're not targeting a search query. You're targeting your audience. But Correct. What you're saying is that's going to transfer into targeting a search query from that same audience.
Correct.
So how does that work? Are you then in Bing choosing keywords and key phrases to target? Versus when you're in LinkedIn, you're saying, I want this group of people.
Yep, that is correct. So you're going to Bing Ads and you're selecting keywords that you want to target. But then when you have the additional opportunity to layer in the audience that you want to reach, that's an audience that you would like to target in LinkedIn.
Right.
And so now people who are part of that audience, when they're searching in Bing Ads for the keywords that you're targeting, now are going to see your ads as well.
Wow.
So which is quite powerful if you think about it. Because again, it's an expansion of what we can label as account-based marketing. Let's say you want users from 15, 20, 100 companies. You want them to be engaged by your ads on LinkedIn, you can do that.
Yeah.
But now you can also use keywords that are relevant to them and also say to Bing Ads, when those users are on Bing and searching for those keywords, I want to serve an ad to them. So it's really getting more holistic, and I think it's a great opportunity. Again, it's a pilot. We have whitelisted most of our clients. We are seeing good success in engagement and clicks, obviously, because it's a very targeted audience.
A lot of times when an advertiser goes on a social platform, they'll run a campaign. It could be successful. It could be unsuccessful, whatever their goal is. But you hear a lot of times it's very hard to paint the picture and tell the story or really see data in general of how many people are being served that impression and then going back to a search engine and conducting their own search and maybe going on your website through another ad organically and converting, taking that action you wanted to, but it's very hard to tie that back to that initial campaign they saw on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, etc. With this new feature, it seems like you would be helping yourself know for sure that you're capturing that same audience if they took that path. Is that true?
Yeah, that is true. So this is like a topic for another podcast that I love to do with you, Chuck, like in regards to attribution and the attribution modeling and all that great discussion in terms of really being able to track a user from the very beginning to the end of the conversion across all the digital touch points, like either organic or paid and everything. But yeah, absolutely. I think that all of this technology and all of this change is going to help to tell a better picture and to tell a better story in terms of like what's really working and what's not working.
Yeah, I completely agree. So let's step back here and recap because we've talked about a lot of things here with Bing from the get-go. Number one, don't count them out as a search engine that is only geared towards an older demographic and a very small amount of people. You threw out some initial statistics, 66 million people in that bucket of Bing users that are not on Google that you're missing out on. The generation is younger, they're smarter, they're college educated, and could very well fit the target that you're looking for. Number two was the shift of the match modifiers. phrase match, as Max said, is not irrelevant, but pretty close. And knowing that exact match is now working differently, working more like a broad match modifier. So in Max's expert opinion was have exact match and broad match on and see what your results.
Yeah, and broad match modifier. So exact right. match and broad match modifier. Together. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. And this trend, we hope, will be good and continue. But I guess the story there is to be told. And then last, certainly not least, the new linking and partnership between Bing as a search engine and LinkedIn as a social platform, being able to target that same audience when you search, extremely powerful. Max, those are three great points for advertisers and listeners out there. Before we wrap up completely, is there any other tips, any other foreshadowing or trends when it comes to Bing that you want to share?
I would say look to expand into Bing as soon as possible if you're not doing that already. In 2019, I can only see that the technology will improve and the partnership between LinkedIn and Bing and their platform will improve. And so I would say, again, if you're not doing this now, you're missing out. So you should be on Bing.
And just like everything in our industry, eventually you come to the fork in the road of parity, right, of competition, and Google is a huge player. Google's not going anywhere at all.
Anywhere at all.
There's way too much traffic in Google, way too many users, the technology's smart. We're not saying abandon ship and just go all in on Bing. That's not what we're saying at all.
Absolutely.
What we're saying is it's important to understand that with this technology and these advancements, year over year, it's important to look at how your strategy can shift based on the new tools and the new updates that these search engines have. And if you do that, you may find that in 2019, 40% of your budget should be spent in Bing versus 2018 when you only spent 15%. Now, that's not going to be for everybody, but if you don't do your research and you don't check it out, how are you making an informed decision that you're spending your money in the best way, right? That's the point.
That's the point, John. 100%.
Max, I appreciate you stopping by. It's always nice to talk to you on the podcast and great tips. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Chuck.